Fourth and five from the 25. 1 minute to go in the football game.
Tell you what, this would be one of the greatest comebacks that the Cubs could hang on in Brenham Cup football history right here.
Here comes the ball, and down he goes. Goal! 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 That's a 20-yard goal! Woo! Oh, man! Change the ranking tomorrow. Guess who sacked him? Does it not change anything?
Oh, man, what a game.
Gary Wagstaff on the sack. Back at the 20.
Wow, folks. You just listened to one of the greatest football games that's been played in a long time, and Lamar Croak has given up on their team.
The Cubs on third down and two. Lamont Roberts, and five, touchdown! Touchdown, Croak! This period is over! 41 seconds left, and Lamont Roberts puts the finishing touch on this one as he counts the final nail in the coffin. 41 seconds left. And Lamont Roberts has put the Cubs into the state semifinals. The Cubs get the extra point from Jason Gore. It's good. It is 41-31. So the comeback complete. 41 seconds left, and the Cubs with a 41-31 lead. As Lamont Roberts goes in from 12 yards out. What an amazing, amazing comeback to this Brenham Cubs football team, down 31-20 with just 5:50 left in the game. Just inside 6 minutes left in the game, the Cubs were down 11 points and outscored Lamar 21-0 over the final 5 minutes of this game. Most amazing 5 minutes and 50 seconds of football I've seen in 16 years of doing this here. Unreal. The Cubs win it 41-31. Let's head down to the field. Jerry Merton standing by with Cubs head coach Glenn West.
Coach, the only word I could come up with on the radio during all of that, when we were putting it together and come up with a victory there, was heart. I've never seen more heart than what these kids put on the field tonight.
You know, I've got to say this, and I tell this to the players, and I mean this. That's what life is all about. Life is full of, you know, you get bad things, cancer hits you, you know, heartache happens all the time. And what we hope we teach people in athletics, and I don't know if we do a great job of it, but these kids sure know it, and I don't know if it came from us, is that what you have to do is you have to keep fighting back, and if you'll just keep fighting, you're always going to have a chance, and that's what they did tonight. And even if we wouldn't have come up victorious, I would have been so proud of our football team by the way they came back.
Coach, the other thing I want to mention real quick, and I saw you do it, as soon as this game was over with, you shook hands with the opposing coaches. The next step you made was to point to the crowd. They were a factor in this ball game.
They were not only a factor, they didn't leave us when we gave them reason to leave us, and they did a great job. And I'm so proud of him for that.